Blog Talk Radio.
Football is my life.
And
it's something that I say proudly. But it's complicated.
You can't write the history of professional football without John Madden.
First thing that jumps out are the hands.
And yelling and screaming at guys.
What are you trying to do?
He was a coaching genius.
Downhill, full speed, boom.
Said, well, you can't win them all. And I said, why the hell can't you?
When you're the head coach, you live and die with that reply.
And you don't stay on top forever.
Madden's retirement signals the end of an era and perhaps the end of a dynasty.
We didn't know what he was going to do.
I wasn't a guy when I was coaching to say, I want to get out and I want to be a broadcaster.
Good evening, everyone. Dick Stockton with John Madden.
I'm Vin Scully along with John Madden.
But I knew after I did the first couple games that that's what I wanted to do. This is it. I embraced it.
John does a rehearsal game with another young aspiring broadcaster by the name of Bob Costas.
How high is the shot?
And you look like a 12-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on there.
Pull to the right.
Boom.
And boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Right there in the alley. Boom.
John had this energy that came to life. CBS just saw something that they hadn't seen before.
John Madden made me a better player. I was pretty good. He just made me better. Simple as that.
I think the audience perceives what's genuine. That's who he is. The same guy who just happens to have extraordinary football knowledge.
He made everyone want to watch football.
If you just heard his voice in the distance.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden.
That was a TV you had to run to.
You know, he coached with a passion and love for the game. He went into broadcasting, changed the way football was broadcast, if not greater sports.
Some things that just go together.
He changed the way America celebrates Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
Now this is what the game of football is all about.
Yeah.
Check it out.
See, the only thing you need to do right here is just nod your freaking head. Break your freaking neck, boy. Yeah, yeah. Here we go now. Here we going now. Here we going now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away. Yeah, here we go now. Tell me what you really wanna do. Come here, man. Talk to me, talk to me. You look like you don't really give it to us. The way you're talking, the way you try to walk for me, the way you really try to put it on the guard. Doing it like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck, and the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on. Oh, yeah. Tell me what much to that. Okay. Let me bless y'all one time when I lock it down and I hit you with that. That bomb, done so all day. We be making it drop. Y'all just know every time we come through this motherfucker, we be always taking a ride.
So let me do this.
Done, cause when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, I make another one to stop. Get money and cash that check for me. All I do is just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucker. Check for me.
Just let me give you with me.
Bangs in the head and we do it to death. We screw them back. More than a volume, boy. You know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. So stop just a little for my sister. Every time we come through, and know that we did it for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And the way we do it for the people, know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce. In the daytime or the night, when you keep on the low, we just bang this in the truck while you break your nigga motherfucker. Try to pick up my flow. See the way we come right through.
When we come right through.
We be always blowing this round again and again and making it really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so much better put their troops on. And gotta up your soldier, you know you better keep your boots on. Put my people in the place,
yo,
raise your hand high now. And the way we put it down, make us wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do, just place your bet and put your money where your mouth is. Put my people in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you receipt to what they do. With we
my spot.
watch, I'll be shutting it down. The way we put it on, coming through like a steamroller on me and Drake. Ain't no effing around, come on. Yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link, cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club, all of my niggas at the bar, I be locking it up. And we get a little high, we get a little drunk, and we get a little drunk. Let me get you into some shit, then I make you wanna bang this out your trunk. Come on, get money and cash that check for me. All my niggas just bust your check for me. Everybody from Petty Hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
You know what? This is the product of Bevel Nation Online Radio. And this is Too Thorough, but your true friend, Will of God. And we are broadcasting live from Lagos. And this is also brought to you by our sponsor, Looking Glass Entertainment. This is O-N-E, this is Beverly Lation, this is your true friend, Will of God, and this is Too Thorough. See, I made that name a long time ago because of the fact that my company is a business consulting company. Spelt the same way, Too Thorough Connections. Made it a long time ago with Sound City Productions, where I was DJing. I got a lot of stories to tell, but tonight, y'all the star, and y'all going to speak and spell. Listen, it's January 2022, and hallelujah. Woo, we made it. Look. Y'all don't understand my conversation and say another way, you know, we made it. But I'd like for y'all to dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. And we're going to get real funky with it because I got to tell y'all the topic, y'all. There you go, dog. Meet your phone. I merged you in with me. So now you went live. Well, we're going to still follow the rules of the show. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to get activated. All right. Yeah, mute your phone. Mute your phone. Mute your phone. Back. No, mute your phone. Yeah, there you go. Look, now, what we going to do, right?
Yeah.
No, you got to mute your phone. No, mute
okay.
your phone. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. See, that's the topic. Yo. Have you ever been? Listen, Captivation 101. And that just was it, right? Listen, you never even saw that. I didn't even see it coming. I just got capped up. No, this is going to be a very funny, intelligent, educational show at the same time. But listen, it's called Captivation 101. And I just made it because I like to make my radio shows literally right after. Damn, the helicopters? How many times are we going to hear helicopters flying over our roof this year? It's 2022, y'all. Y'all thought 2020 was something. Donald Trump made money. Y'all said, oh, that was something. Gave me money. Damn, Donald Trump, the only person gave back people money. Oh, now y'all praising Donald Trump. Oh, never mind. That's it. I'm sorry. The 2021 came. Y'all said, yay. We all thought we could play. Yay. Now this is 2020. God, God. I'm so sorry. It's 2022, and all y'all thought y'all was brand new. Y'all got y'all money. Y'all walked out with fresh gear and brand new car. Now the car getting jacked. That's brand new. You mad about that? Ooh, that's not funny. But I'm saying, ooh, everybody bought all this stuff, and now you're like, damn, I ain't got no money to buy no food. Can I get some meals on wheels? I can't qualify. Now you're going to rob people's boxes that's outside with meals on wheels. I'm sorry. You got mamas too. But look, I'm saying the topic is Captivation 101. When was the last time you was captivated? How did you feel and what did you say? See, I'm listening, y'all. And Brother O going to drop this track because we call him not only Brother O, but DJ Olasky, and then he has another name. Hey, what's your name?
Just Ski, man. I'm just trying to be here, man. I'm just trying to be thorough like you, bro. I'm just trying to play these tracks.
Well, listen, we're going this show is spontaneous, so we're going to really just let it flow. And I can't wait for the information that's about to bestow upon these people. But you got the daggone, you play a Busta Rhymes. So I'm going to shut the hell up and listen and play. Oh, my God. Call it, y'all.
Check it out. Hit you with no delaying for what you saying, yo. Dilly with your ice, grilly with the dilly, yo.
What?
When I be on the mic, it's I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You know when the violin, baby, really and truly, yo. My main thug, villain ain't Julio. He moody, yo.
What?
Type of brother that'll slap you with the tulio. Real shook, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Act that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress at the banging misses and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with this shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hatch, got all my people in red clothes. Selling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with the lyrical player pro.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
We trust. Yo, it's a monster, you heard of us, yo, we murder us. A lot of people is wondering and they're curious.
What?
I mean, in my unit, deal with it so mysterious. Furious, all of my people is serious. Should others be walking around fearing us?
What?
Front, baby, like you don't want to be hearing us.
Nope.
Gotta listen to Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times a day, it'll make you delirious.
What?
Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ants where they want to carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias.
What?
Chickens ain't wanna marry ya. Yo, it's Flip Mode, you stupid, you know we bout to bust. Seven-figure money, the label for Panna. Bite the dust instead of you making the fuss. People know better cause they ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, yes, you know better, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners with us, straight up warriors. When I feel it, then I know you be feeling so glorious. Then we bless and reminisce on my people notorious.
We really
that,
wanna party
like
with
that,
me.
Like that, 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 that,
me. That, 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 that.
Put
all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Two, one. Oh my gosh, we having fun tonight. You know what today's date is, y'all? The date y'all made it to.
Wait a minute. The hell's today's date? What the hell? Let me get my phone. Today's date is...
Oh, yeah. January 14th, 2022. Listen. Now, listen. My father, his birthday is January 15th. Martin Luther King's birthday, they might celebrate for us this year. I don't know. We might, listen, I don't know. I'm not going to wish, guess, or even try to figure nothing out because everything seemed like a cap up. Have you ever been kept up before by anything, by anybody, by any situation? Have you just been like, oh, my God, I fell into the trap? Can you smell what the... Listen, I'm telling y'all so much information. Even the stars are starting to fool you now. You're like, wasn't that star right there a minute ago? Huh? Isn't it? That same star, it's over there. Look, look. Not a star no more. Capped up. Drones. But look, I want everybody to drop as much education and knowledge on us as we can get tonight. My show's called Truth Theorem. My name is Willa Guy. I'm going to talk about me later because right now it's about you. Dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. This is one cap up I'm going to do just for me. I'm going to pretend I'm talking to myself in the future. Now, hello, mate. I know you're on the bus right now. Now, I want you to stare at everybody, put the Bluetooth on. Now, people that's listening, you got the Bluetooth on. You don't know who this guy is. Hey, dude, put your hand up. All right, that's me. I put my hand up. Ah! Yeah, you just seen how I do it. Now, I'm talking to the future still. Now, me, this is what I'm going to say. Me, tell yourself who your name is to the people. Did he tell your name?
Name is former WBA Cruiserweight champ.
No! No, wait a minute. You messed up my joke to myself, man. How you just cat me up? Hey, Nate, I was talking to myself on the bus to the people that's looking at the damn radio show that's staring at me. You just broke wind and made everybody smell it, but you might as well talk. Damn, man, you messed up my own joke to myself. That's cat me up. You know, when you hit me with the left-right hook. How you do that? Go ahead. Hey, everybody, this is Nate Miller, the former Cruiserweight Champion of the world. I had my boy clap. Hold on, man. Nate got to say something. Go ahead, homie. Kill their dreams.
What's up? How y'all doing? I guess everybody's doing all right.
Oh, yeah, you on Dreamland. Everybody can hear you like, you ever had sunshine without a princess? Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. They are building a wall at the White House, around the White House. A lot of stuff is getting ready to happen with all them Democrats. Trump is still the president. And if y'all been taking notes, Biden disapproval rate is 52%. Now, that's higher than... lower than any president that ever been in office. So y'all know the election had to have been stolen if he got a disapproval rate that low. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. But all this stuff getting ready to come to a head. Things will be changing way before this year is out. Y'all be able to see it, witness it. Speak on it. Be happy about it. Change is coming for a fact.
You know what? You just confirmed something that somebody just gave me earlier today. It was a lady. And she also said, she said at the hospitals. Now, I don't know what this number is all about because everybody loved this number. February 22nd, 2022. Even the brat getting married on that date. So I'm like, what the hell is that date supposed to mean or do? Now, what I've been heard and just got, I don't know, because this is not coming from me. This is coming from individuals that speak to me. And I'm like, all right, I'll relay the message. Since you can't talk right now, I'll say it. What the freak? All right. You know, but don't hold me accountable. But they said hospitals will no longer record COVID-19 deaths after February 22nd, 2022. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Now, there's some more information I want to say, too, but I want to bring in the caller while you were on the phone because this is really kind of, like, gravity right now. And everybody that's listening, I'm sorry. This is Truth Theorem by True Friend Will of God, and I'm doing my show spontaneously. Obviously, you could tell. But I just want everybody to dial that number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the air. I know I'm going to break 10 million tonight. Possibly not. I don't give a darn. As long as the information get out. Hey, brother, oh, could you unmute that caller that I said I needed real quick? Because, my goodness, I got some plans real quick. Hello, caller. Welcome to Twitter. Who am I speaking to with my boy, Nate Miller, former Cruiserweight champion of the world? Caller, hi. Hello. Hello.
Yo, yo.
Yo. Hello.
Yo, yo. What it do? What it do?
Who this talking to me?
This is Reese. This is Reese. What's happening?
Reese.
How's everything?
Yo, man. Cold chilling, man. Listen, man. We got the phone. Cruiserweight champ Nate Miller on the phone talking. You know, you right here killing. I don't know how long you stay with us, but he just acknowledged. I want to hear how you talk, man, because I want to know when was the last time, you know, you checked out Captivation 101. How? Listen.
Brother,
I got to know. I got to really know. It's one thing that hurt me when I don't know, but when I find out I know, I'm like, oh, my God, did I know? How did it feel? And what did you say?
Captivating all of us by tracking us. They got drones in the air. I mean, they tapping all our telephones. They want to do everything. Like, they trying to control every part of us.
How they tapping our phones? Like, explain to the people who don't believe the conversation that you're saying out your mouth. Because they're like, you ever hear the people said, yo, no, it was like, yo, everybody get on the boat. It's going to be a water. It's going to be a problem. We're going to have too much water.
They tap your phone easy. You can get an app and tap a person's phone. Like, they tap a phone easy. They can go to your provider and get them to do it.
Now, I heard you're supposed to get a PN. Wait a minute. Hey, brother, what is it called? A IPN? What's that thing called you're supposed to get so they can't track you? You can get it? Is it IPN?
It's an IPN. You're right. Correct. You're right.
All right, bet. Now, I heard that from the boy named Dane Calloway. He's like, you could go get it online, IPN. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what happened to you? How did you, you know, when was the last time you've been captivated, and how did you feel, and what did you say, man? I'm listening.
Man, I'm telling you, I like get tracked every day, bro. Like, every single day. I can't say too much, but it's just not good, you know what I mean? It's not good to what they're doing to our people, you know? And I can't say too much, but it's not good. It's not good at all.
Tell me something. How can they check you out and follow you, man? Because I want to get – I know Clev right there ready to kill the game, and I know it got more callers, too.
Well,
we still got more tracks.
Well,
but
they got – well, you know, as a matter of fact, they have they got the little drones, right? Just say they want to check you out. So they got the little drones that will follow you, and most people don't even pay attention. And most people be either on their phones or paying attention to something else when they're following you. They sit outside your house and everything. So you can't be doing too much that's going to get you in trouble because they're going to be watching you.
You know what?
So you got to live right. You can't be doing nothing because they're going to be watching you.
Yo, man, I'm loving what you're talking about because you made me think real quick. I'm spontaneous with everything I do. But it made me think, people, what do y'all do when y'all walk on the street? Do y'all look up or do you look down or you just look straight ahead and all around? You got to figure it out yourself and explain to yourself. If something is on top of your head flying, would you be able to see it or you don't even give it? And if something on the ground you might walk on, would you see it or would you not give? You know, like a lookie. Some people, they walk and they don't even see the damn spit. And everybody like, yo, don't. Oh, God, no, he stopped that and all. No, Jesus, God, so freaking. Or even dookie. Some people walk and you be like, no. Some people be like, no, go ahead. Walk. Come here. Walk this way. Hey, come here. All right, here. Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. Come here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Step. No. Back up. All right, just walk this way. There you go. Ah, there. There you go. All right, keep on walking. Stop your feet, please. Listen, I'm so dumb. I'm sorry. Tell me how they can fly. I got to get the next caller because I'm a freaking nut tonight.
God,
peace, brother.
Oh, God, yo, man, we crazy. Ooh, we crazy tonight.
Y'all thought I wasn't going to be a butt. I ain't going to be nothing but nothing but, probably something, but. Listen, next caller. Hello, welcome to 2-3.
You're extra crazy tonight. Hey, boy.
Oh, what? See, I don't know. Can you hear me? Wait a minute. I'm going to go for it. Jerry Potato.
Hey guys, how are you?
See, I do that, y'all. I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to scream. People be asleep at this time of night. I think it's not that time to go to sleep. It doesn't matter. Everybody wants sleep anyway. They got food. But have you noticed the food is leaving us? The shelves is dying. You're like, yo, man, I'm going to get me a, what happened to the steak? So soon you might have to buy a steak that's contaminated because you know how people leave it out. They're like, oh, man. You look at this thing like, that's last day. Yeah, we ain't got no more. You ain't got no more coming in? None. You want it or not? 15:25.
What the freak out of here, man? It's contaminated.
So what is wrong with you? Right? I'm being a fool. What's the last time, right? Captivation 101. Wait a minute. What's my topic? I forgot. Wait, that's a free. That's free. Right, there it is. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read it. Oh, yeah. Captivation. Yes. Have you ever been captivated before? Oh, I said, how did it feel and what did you say? I'm listening. See, I'm allowed tonight to be dumb because I learned one thing to do, and they will look at you like you dumb. If you laugh at everything this gummy about to do to you and just walk down the street laughing, you might be able to make it. Even the zombies look at you like, they're like coming at you like, ah, you like, what the hell is you? Oh, shit, oh, don't get too close. Wait a minute. And zombies like, oh, he ain't even fun. I can kill him right now. Let me save this thing. You know, go ahead. Talk to me.
So, you know what's funny about what you guys are talking about and your question? Because, and Nate and I have actually talked about all this too, with what went on with the election and everything that's going on now. But
hey,
yeah, I think I think I was captivated with the thought that Trump was definitely going to be in. When that happened and we all knew it was fixed, that's when my hope kind of went down with humanity, with the government, even more so than ever, with everything else that's played out. So I'm not even, like, even the things Nate and I talk about or you and Nate talk about, and it's just crazy to me that it's even gotten this far. Like, you know, I hope things are going to change, Nate. I hope what you're saying, you know, happens. I mean, this is just all crazy to me. But I don't even know anymore what to believe.
It's a slow rollout.
Jerry, see, people don't know this. I'm sorry I missed all y'all shows and everybody that's a host. My phone got cut off. You know, thank God somebody blessed me and cut it on because I wouldn't be able to do this show unless it's on Wi-Fi. And that's another situation y'all got to understand. Wi-Fi is a definite way to follow you. And it might have some signals popping out of that, too. But that's another story. But, Jay, you are a host, and you are so great at what you do because you do more than just this. But I can't tell them who you is because only one person can do. Brother, DJ Olasky, can you introduce to?
She is the 2019 International Internet Radio Broadcast Nisrani and the 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award of that same hall, the Jesuit Jewel, Jerry Petito.
Lady, thank you, brother. Tell them how they can follow you? I need to know how they can follow you, and I need you to tell them how they get with you on your next shows and any other shows you have on the atmosphere, because this is a whole new year.
No, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I wanted to share something with everyone. Well, my show is normally the Tuesday night, the same as Will. So this is a great week because me, you, Hooney, Angela, we're all together. So we remember who's, you know, and that's really great. So this past Tuesday was my show. So 4 weeks from this past Tuesday. But Brother O and I are doing a special show. Thank you, Brother O, again for doing this for us. A friend of mine, her name is Shafika McLean, her place burnt down. So her and her children and her new grandbaby lost everything. And this woman is a beautiful soul, and she works at Whole Foods, and they've really helped her out, believe it or not. And she's living in a hotel here in my town right now. And we're doing, I put out a GoFundMe on my page, guys, for her. And we're doing a show tomorrow night, hoping to get people to donate to her. They lost everything.
Yo, man, listen, repeat that one more time how they could donate, because that's mad love for you and your family and her family and everybody else's family is really going through something right now, especially people I know that got family and people. Look, I don't want to put the flame out. I don't want to even say no names, but, yo, you know I'm right here right now. I got your biz at. Come on at me. Look, go ahead and talk to a lady. That website again, or they can, they, whatever they need.
Well, they can go. They can go to my Facebook page, Jerry Petito, G E R I, P E T I T O. The money goes directly to her and her family. She's only in her early 40s. She has no parents, no siblings. This is so heartbreaking. So, guys, please, please, if you can help out. I don't care if it's $5, because if we had 1,000 people that donated $5, imagine that for her. All right? So thank you, babes.
Oh, I got you. Amen. Whew. Hey, people, welcome to Truth Tell. That at number 516-453-9133. We're going to go to the next track, and hopefully y'all call in and activate. You know what I'm saying? Hey, DJ Olasky, love to smell it.
Right. Busta Rhymes exclusive with Johnny. Each and every day we gon' come around your way and do it our way.
Word is love.
Word up. Ha. Yeah, yeah, one time with your
love.
That always make your ass swing. Holding down the fort while we keep shit tight. Hit you with that bang, shit that keep you live all night. Make it move strong while we keep rocking on. Now the object is survival, son, so get your hustle on. Bust tough shot while I blow up the spot. I'll make it hot till the jam is packed to the parking lot. Now, me and my mans feel like we astronauts, cause we so high from off that week we got from New Lot. Certified simulation got me open wide. Before we slide inside, we grab the sand out the ride. We on fire tonight, and the place is looking steamy. Baby girl, let me shoot that gift that make your cake creamy. Feel the heat circulating through your body. Every time the flip mode clicks, step inside the party where we spot. Dungeon shack where the party is at, where I can tickle your nipples and your feminine fat. I check for you, baby, what you gonna do? There's a party at my crib designed just for me and you. Let me let my crew know we about to break out. Flip star west to corner long and the boy scout. My man Black missing, sun wildin' with the shorty flipping, stacking paper sipping bubbles, good nigga living. But anyway, we about to break out in my land, pursuing our thoughts and executing all plans. The dope shit is that we both understand that it's a one night stand and you ain't even thinking about your man. Oh, we about to turn on the heat again. Don't you say a word until we finish partying.
Don't you know we're back tonight?
I'm back around my way, keeping it live. You know how we do each and every day. Rolling through thick with my girl Jhené with the exclusive debut. Hey, Mr. DJ, listen to me, baby. We put something together.
together, that's gonna drive you crazy. Get from out your seat and stop acting lazy. Or get up out my party if you acting shady. Baby, baby, it's a party.
Man, look, man, I'm calling for Philly, y'all. Listen, I'm calling for Philly. Yo, ho, mute your phone, mute your phone, mute your phone. Mute your phone, mute your phone, mute your phone. People, welcome to Two Thug by your true friend, Will of God. Dotted number 516-453-9133 plus 1. Just going to air. The topic is Captivation 101. See, I keep on forgetting my own damn topic, and I got the topic in my brain. How do you, that's captivating. I say, oh. Let me see. Question. Have you ever been captivated before? How did it feel? And what did you say? I'm listening. And I just wanted to be so ignorant with it because sometimes it's, how can I say it? If you do not use common sense, you might just lose it. So don't abuse it. It's yours. You was created with it, I think. Did God give you that? Antidote? Is that an antidote? Because if you wasn't born by God, what did you... Never mind. We got a caller. Let me see. Let me get that caller. Unmute that caller. Brother LaRoe, welcome to you there. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Will. This is Mo Love and Mo Pain. Broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. Brought to you from OME and them... Boys at Damien Network. Sponsored by Mr.
Yeah.
Glass Entertainment. You better hear me. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
No, let me She called from Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all boy, we in Philly, so imagine if I had to walk. Like, hold on, I'll be there, y'all. Listen.
What? How you live? Will. I've been waiting all week for you, homeboy. I've been waiting all week for you, huh? You better ask DJ O. Huh? I like you, but listen here. I got a word. Listen, Linda. I got lots of knowledge. Because, listen, I'm Mo Love. Listen, we trying to get a show. I'm Mo Love, Mo Pain. We ain't even got a show yet. We just on an internship. But we love you, man. We try to bring y'all the unheard words. You hear me? Listen to the word. What's the word? What's the word, Will? Let me tell you. 2022 is all about the truth, man. It's all about unity. Listen, this is Mo Love. I'm going to keep some knowledge. Fuck the, let me tell you the truth. The truth is this. Listen. I love you, man. I've been waiting all week for you because you're the truth in the booth. Our people need to wake the fuck up and listen to what we got to say because we're not just shaking them on love and unity because I'm all about love and unity. But you more about the truth. You telling them about the government, baby. You try to tell them how to stay alive and still make a dollar. You hear me? All of us need to wake up. Listen, 2022 is our year. We about to conquer it. We finna create some new shit, huh? You said what it's about. It's about more love. It's about more pain. It's about will of God. Huh? That's what we doing. Listen, shout out to my girl. Listen, Linda. Shout out to my girl who said walking in purpose. Girl, I love you and all them ladies you brought on with you. Miss Patino. And listen, even the dude that I'm coming up against, who I love with all my heart, because he laid the groundwork for me to be here, is Mr. Boston. But Mr. Boston, I'm coming for you because you need to hear the unheard word. I'm the truth in the booth. But we ain't even go there. Huh? Don't play with me, Will. Don't you start those shit.
Yo, talk to me, right? I know Mo in there real quick because I got my boy Clev on and my other boy Mo. But, yo, hey, man, when's the last time you been capped up? Like, how does it feel? Like, what did you say? Like, oh, my God. You been captivated before?
Listen, Linda, I'm telling you right now. I done came out with all gang. Listen, all my guns are blazing because I'm coming out with what we are. Man, listen, we all got the everybody who voice is there. I went to the store and got a phone today and heard the unheard word. A dude who ain't had nothing to say, nobody else had something to say to me, but his word was the truth. This is about the truth in the booth. If you don't want it, don't step up to it. We bringing the truth. And listen, it's not me. It's everybody who riding with me. Where my thugs at? Stand up. We here.
Got it.
We here to show the
That's
family.
That's what I'm talking about.
The DNA. Listen, Linda, the government ain't got nothing on us. It's more of us than them. It's more of us than them. You hear me? And we all
Hold on. Wait a minute. Will, I got to come on. Because, see, she called somebody out, Will, and I got that person on the line right now. She called that person out in poetry. And, you know, Will always say, get the form going, look at crazy. You go, listen, we got Mr. Boston on the line right now. What you going to say now, Mo?
Come on, Mr. Boston. I'm the truth in the booth. Let's get it.
What's really good? What's really going on
over here? Yo, what's up, Mr. Boston? This is Captivation 101, because I know after we get done, Clay's going to drop some bombs on y'all. Listen, but y'all want to do it, we could do it real funky, real sweet, real quick. You know, why we got Easter here. You know, it's cold outside. Everybody ain't going to know what the hell next year. You know, we already know when. Christmas might be sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all might understand that sometimes the government can run the damn world with, you know, new lightning or new wind or maybe new other things. But go ahead. Y'all want to do this right here? Right
Wait a minute.
Go ahead,
y'all going to battle? You going to battle a Will God show right now, 2000? You know what I mean? Hey, Mo, since you called Mr. Boston out, we're gonna let you go first, and we're gonna let Mr. Boston go, and then we'll see what happens, and then we'll get Clem on here, and this show gonna be crazy. I can see it right now. Well, it's one of them 2000 I'm out.
All right, so who's first? Is men, ladies first or men going first? Well, how you want to do this? Hey, Mo, you tell her how you want to do it, babe. You want to go first? You want him to go first? Call it.
Yeah, he can go first.
It's always age before beauty. Let age go first. I honor my elders. Let's get it.
Go ahead, Mr. Boston.
Oh, wow. Y'all caught me off guard. All right. Let me do this then. When you allow me into your beginnings, your pains and sorrows, your past, the present, I begin to study you, not only the woman that lives within you, but your spirit, your soul, and how each one wanted and needed to be freed. And I showed you a simple path to take you because what was because of you. And I explained it vividly, the truth, unless you let go. Unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward, and it all has to do with self-worth evaluation. When love hurts you, dare to love again. If people refuse to look at you in a new light, and then you can only see you for what you were, only you see you for the mistakes you were made. If you don't realize that you are not your mistakes, then you must do an Isaac Hayes and walk on by. See, I understand, but you also need to understand the reasoning of your torn woes, pains, and sorrows. You have been taught to seek external validation to know your worth of self. I came because I was sent to show you who you are, not who you are not. You have supposed to live it, and Examine what you tolerate. Little girl, ask your heart and mind, how could I love another soul the right way if I spend my whole life loving myself all the wrong ways? And that's Mr. Boston all damn day.
Listen to this, Mr. Boston.
Wait a minute. All right, now, that's the title tip. Now, anybody heard that one? People that's listening, dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. Everybody that's on the radio with me, mute your phone because I can hear everything. Mute your phone. I want this to be clear. I want no mistakes. If you're on my line on three-way, mute your phone right now. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, lady. Your world, Bus Captain.
Okay, Mr. Boston. This is directed to you. Because you came out to me, and I'm the truth in the booth. I'm love, more, if you don't get it twisted. Because I come with the truth, and the spirit is with it. I'm not talking about what I've done or where I've been. I'm talking about what has been and what who it can be and what will be. Because I'm the truth in the booth. I'm the spirit. I'm her. I'm she, the elect lady. So when you step up and you talk, bring it to unity, dude. Because it's all about love. Because it ain't no me without you. I can't tear you down. I can't rip you up in pieces, dude. You my daddy. And I respect you, dude. But tell the truth. I'm the one they chose. I'm the one who want to be heard. I'm the one with the truth. And I'm your little girl. So let it be told. So when it come out at the end of the night, and they say, they ain't talking about you. They talking about me. Because I'm the truth in the booth. So when you bring it with all you got, dude. Because ain't no respect with love. It's all what is due. It ain't about age. It ain't about what you have done, my dude. It's about what the truth is. And I'm the truth in the booth. Because I got love. But everybody got a voice that's true. Because I'm the unheard word. And I'm more love and the truth in the booth. Holla at your girl. That's from Nashville. Holla at your girl.
Y'all
heard that. Yo, hold on. Who that, man? Meet your phone. If you on this phone and I ain't put you on yet, meet your phone, please. We got these two people on. Boston, Mr. Boston and Lady.
Woo. Oh, you know the name.
I don't know where a man is at. But right now, hey, brother, you want to tell me at the end of the show what the vote count is and who won that daggone conversation, because we got to keep the thing rolling on the popcorn top.
Yeah, you got it.
Can you tell everybody who Mr. Boston is?
You better believe it. Mr. Boston is not only a new host, man. He's done wonderful things on the Dynasty. He's also on another network called DSR All Damn Day. So, you know, just check him out because he's doing his thing upon him. And, of course, you know, Mo Love, Mo Pain, they still interns at O&E. And what more can I say? But it's Clem time right here on these O&E stations.
Yo.
There you go. All right. That's
what's
who?
Up? It's Clev One.
Oh.
Good evening.
Yo, first of all, hey, y'all, we got Philly in the building right here. This is my dog. Hey, we got the former Cruiserweight champion in the world in the building still, Nate Miller. Nate, you still there, right? Nate, good. Now, Clev One, right? You call him Clever One because this boy not only got knowledge, but he can spit. Now, what I want y'all to do is pay attention because this show is about to go to the next level. We just had fun, and mad shots out the Nash. But I want y'all to see what this is about to be because I got something I want to say, but I can't say it yet because I want y'all to be able to say it. That's why I'm getting more people. We're going to get all y'all on prayerfully. It's other brother, but I want to hear what this conversation is about to be. This is Truth Darrell by your true friend, Will of God. You know the damn topic, Captivation 101. You know what I'm saying? I always try to tell y'all, and I'm trying to make y'all learn because I'm still trying to learn. But question, have you ever been captivated before? How did it feel, and what did you say? Because I want to listen. So, Clever One. Clever.
Yeah, I'm here.
Man. Drop the ball, never fall in line. Let me hear what you got to say, because you were saying something earlier to me that made me say, get the hell out of here. This boy killing the game. Talk to him.
All right, well, first of all, let's get straight to the topic at hand. The primary topic is captivation. However, the last time I've been captivated was the last time I was incarcerated, because in which this is what I would consider captivation. The second part of that is anything that goes on in this country regarding the presidency, regarding any type of things in regards to the government, I don't consider any of these things captivation, because guess what? You can lead this country at any given time. People choose to go on vacations and go to these exotic places and things like that, where if it's that bad for you in this country, then choose another one, because you're free to choose one. So that's not captivation at all. But again, how I can consider myself of being captivated, again, was when I was incarcerated, you know what I'm saying? Which, fortunately, it's been a while since then. But, you know, the captivation in itself and that is by default, you know what I mean? You're behind the gates, you're behind the walls, you know, you're being dictated on when it is you should do this, when it is you should do that. When the lights go out, everything shuts off. You know, if someone gets stabbed up down a hall or a few cells down, guess what? The whole block is shut down because of that. So, you know, that's my idea of captivation. You know, because I don't want to waste too much time on frivolous speech,
right,
in regards to this issue. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get straight to that. You know what I mean?
Yo, have you seen something that we need to know before I bring in the next caller? Because we got a long shelf. Because I've been seeing some stuff, and I got to say something, but I want to hold my stuff accountable after they talk, because they might say what you might say.
Well, this is what I'll say, because, like I said, this, you know, if you consider captivation anything going on in regards to this country, you know, whether it be the cell phone thing, or, you know, just the chips, the devices, any of these things, the cameras, the surveillance, the satellites, whatever it is, that's all over the world. You're not going to escape any of that. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to feel captivated by that, lead a planet. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't think that, you know, this is not an option. So the whole thing is some of this captivation that we go under is based on the things psychologically attached to, you know, subconsciously, where this is a prison for everybody, if you want to look at it, whereas though no matter where you go, which state you go to, they have rules and regulations. They have laws you have to abide by. Whereas though, you know what I'm saying, anytime you have to abide by laws or comply with a specific program, you can consider that captivation if you really want to go there. You know, but like I said, it's all, you have to use that word correctly, politely, and intellectually. You know what I'm saying? Because captivation, again, that's just like, do you consider captivation in a marital sense, where you're married to a spouse and the spouse may be an oppressor or whatever is going on, where you feel like this is a dislike to your situation. Whereas, though, are you captivated then, or is this by choice? You see what I'm saying? So people got to pay attention and be careful how they use the word captivation. Because a lot of it is not captivation. A lot of these things, we do these things by choice.
Well, look, man, this is what we're going to do. I want everybody to follow you. How can they follow you real quickly? Because we're going to go to this track, and I want to just go on like super fast, get everybody in the damn freaking show, because they've been waiting so damn long. You know what I mean? I want to see what the hell happened. And Nate Miller, if you want to say something, always let me know, man. I'm ready, you know. And I got Mo. He's going to come on and say something. We just waiting. But go ahead, man. How they can find you real quick before we go on this next trip at?
Yeah, you can find me. They can find me on Facebook under Kamar Ibn Ali Khatan, K-Y-M-M-A-R, I-B-I-B-A-L, Khatan, Q-A-T-A-N. Via Facebook, or you can reach me at the Booze Brothers via Facebook, DABUZEBRUVAZ. I'm Clever One, signing off.
That's what I'm talking about. Good looking, man. Oh, my God. Yo, hey, DJ Olasky, man, flip their head back.
Come on. One time, baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on, every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we're gonna shine. Make your body whine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, who be regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it, making your people just when about to get busy. Because you know that we always hit you off. What you say, you wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry, cause you'll be ready to flow. More heat, cause I always have put you on. And blow the spot to the very second I'm gone. Catch a groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna, gonna make your body wet. Making your ass cry, baby, come on. Give me the shiver that make you quiver while I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Always sound scanning, we never leaving you hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging. So check it, you know we be always moving the crowd. Type of feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up? When we come and hit you, you best believe you really gonna get you. No matter whatever you wanna flaunt, cause we be whipping the babies who what you want. Here we go, painting the picture, we keep it hot in the winter. Now big up my people, you know I'm always with you. Flip mode, we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting with Busta Rhymes and Janet. And you know we're gonna, gonna make your body wet. Yeah. I wanna know where my live women are at. We gonna make your body feel wet. We gonna make your body say yeah. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my brothers to say, word up, and making you women to say, baby, come on, bringing it to you with many ways. We making it, taking you people right through another phase. Come on, we rocking it, baby, that's how we dropping it, baby. There ain't no stopping it, baby. I know we driving you crazy, and then we give it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do, baby, we gon' shine, and you know we're gonna.
Welcome to Two Devil. Yeah, Busted Rhymes dropping them like, you know me, Marjorie. Oh, my gosh. This is a show that you're going to have to talk about if you want to talk. I don't care if you don't talk. Don't talk about me. I'm not somebody you want to talk about. It's 2022. I said I'm going to be something new. All my haters out there, I'm coming at you brand new. Because you should never think about me like a lower common denominator. Just because I don't show you who I am and what I'm supposed to be don't mean that I'm supposed to be what you think I'm supposed to be. I'm a, you know, what? Bruh, I try to hold back. So I'm going to hold back.
Well, we got to tell everybody else to get on it. Dial at number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the daggone show. This is too terrible by your true friend, Brother God. The topic is Captivation 101 in 2022. Question, have you ever been captivated before? How did it feel? And what did you say? Because I'm listening. God darn it. Whoever's on the phone, mute your phone because I can hear you daggone go and get some soup or a fruit cocktail or something. Getting a soda? What the fake? Anyway, yo. Who, I'm new that phone. Hey, welcome, caller. Welcome to Daryl.
Captivation. Captivation. Inspiration.
Yes.
I'm a captivation. What's up, Jill?
Yeah, this is Chinchilla, y'all. We should be, you know, we doing mic tests, and mic tests, what we do is we be freestyling, making up songs. That's what I do all the time anyway, but, you know, she could do it too, and she could sing, y'all. Like, what's that favorite girl you be singing? What's her name called?
You talking about Sade?
Singing Chinchilla. Yeah. Who? Who's
the Sade song, Is It a Crime?
Yeah,
that captivates
Sade.
Men
no,
and
not
women.
Sade. Not Sade. The
Every
other
time.
Girl. The other girl.
Which one?
The other girl. The girl you be singing, Phyllis Hyman, I think it was. Somebody. I forgot.
Oh, wait,
give
me Ed
Rowley. You always sing. You got two favorite songs. One of them you kill them. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. I kill every song I do.
I got figured out. Tell Madigan I said what's going on. But I need you to,
if you talk out the way.
Break.
Yeah, but anyway, let me tell y'all about Captivation.
Go back, Captivation 101.
Okay. All right, so your question was, have we ever been captivated? Well, for me, I really haven't really found anything really or anybody that really captivates me in that way, that I'm mesmerized by or anything else like that. The only thing that actually captivates me is God, and I say that because God is captivating because of his awesomeness, like his magnificentness, his beauty, like all of nature. So I am definitely captivated by God and his magnificent works. But have others been captivated by me? Yes, they have. And let me tell y'all why, okay? Here it is. I am the captivator, the motivator, the moderator, the facilitator, the determinator. I captivate all who comes in my presence. I captivate with my intelligence. I captivate with my voice. Make it a choice to listen to Chinchilla, okay? Men are captivated by my beauty, my sexy body. Ooh la la la, lolly daddy. The sultry sounds of my voice as
what?
I talk, as I sing, and make your libido rise, ding-a-ling-a-ling. The only thing, as I said, that captivates me is God and his magnificent beauty. Yeah, so that's what I get on captivation, okay?
Oh, shoot, I thought you was talking. I didn't know you was doing a poem. I thought you was just talking. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish.
I'm finished. I'm done. That's what I wanted to say. My thing about captivation, a lot of people get captivated by all kinds of stuff.
You just captivated all those guys, right? Because some of them, see, I know you. So, you know, but the other ones, they were like, oh, my God. I'm like, no, don't do it. Do not. Come on, Tip. Come here.
Well, you know how I do, like, on the mic. I captivate the whole audience, have them all mesmerized and drooling at the mouth. And
they never saw a skinny body sing as well as you do. You know what I mean? And freestyle like we always do. So they're not, you know, they ain't ready yet for that. But that's the best part about 2022, because now you're allowed to be anything you want and be all you can be, long as you join the army like everybody else did too. I'm sorry. I'm freestyling. But tell them how they can follow you. Matter of fact, no, I can't tell them. Hey, brother, who's this lady?
Well, first of all, this is our news anchor, okay? Of course, and Chinchilla, I know you got to go too. This is our news anchor that's always busy,
yeah.
But she's never busy for O&D Dynasty. You know, she's family. And her name is Chinchilla J, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year of the 2021 season. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, Sundays on these stations.
All right, thanks. And listen,
Chinchilla,
before I go, y'all,
girl,
I'm
tell everybody.
Text.
Tell everybody. Tell everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all can follow me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A, last name J-O-N-E-S-I-A. Follow me on Instagram, at Princess Chinchilla, Chinchillas with one L. Also follow Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Y'all can hit me up by phone, 844-642-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday. And I want to leave y'all with this before I hop on off of here. 2022, I'm the crime's coming for you. 2022, Corona's coming for you. All right, y'all watch out.
Oh my
Stay
God.
Away from them vaccines, people, because that I'm the crime and all of Corona, all the different variants is coming for y'all. You know, the ones that are vaccinated and getting those booster shots. It's coming for y'all. It's coming for y'all. And y'all better watch out. Those y'all that ain't get no shots, don't get none. All right? And be corona-free like me. All right, y'all. Peace out.
Damn. Yo, good looking out, girl. Y'all, see, some people don't understand what's going on, but it's cool. People dial that number 516-453-9133. Press the freaking 1 if you want to get on the air. Basically, educational-wise, thinking, and I'll bring in Mo real quick. Mo, get ready. I'll meet you for, and before we get to the next caller, after you talk. But think about this, y'all. There's a problem going on, and the 5G network is coming. They're not telling you a lot. They're putting them all over the place. You're not really looking up. I saw one in the cemetery, and I was like, why did they put a tall tree in the cemetery and no damn branches till they got to the top, and they put the 5Gs around there? In the cemetery? Really? I'm hearing this, all this conversation about the walking dead. People are going to be starting to do things kind of violently once that 5G goes up. The news already said on the news that they're going to wait 6 months before they put in all the airports because they don't want some of the airports that's, you know, flying planes a little bit low to crash. I said, what that mean by crash? What the hell? So that means basically if you don't have the data, the technology in your plane is like driving an analog stick. Ooh, and a 5G network, all your analog phones are deceased. Ooh, so it's a lot of stuff that I can't say that I want to say because I got to let people talk today. But I want y'all to understand what I'm saying. Feel me? Captivation is a problem. Hey, Mo, what's up, man? I know you're on my phone on three-way, man. What you got to say, dog? Welcome to 2000, the True Fan Will of God. Uh-oh. Damn, that nigga. Hey, you just lost him. Hey, go. Yo, what the freak? Hey, brother, who's next call? Welcome to 2000.
Hey, peace, 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 and abundant divine blessings. Will of God, will of God, will of God. How you doing, sir?
Yo, I'm so black, I don't even know if I can live in America or go kicked out of America, or they want to make me stay with America. It's, wait a minute, that doesn't even sound right either. Yo, what's up? What is the magic, man? No, what's up? Woo! We getting crazy tonight, man, because this is Education 101, man. Captivation, man. When was the last time, man, you've been captivated? How did you feel? Like, what did you say? Like, people don't really realize what's going on right now, and I'm trying to do it where they can catch on without getting peed on. But some people, I guess, they need that miracle with. But, you know, it's cool.
All right, you know, because I know other people want to chime in, so I'm going to be as direct as I possibly can, will of God. Captivation 101. First of all, the divine truth is what has captivated me pretty much. I'm going to say 36 years since I've been on this mission Planet Earth, that is. But now, 54 years and getting younger by the minute. One of the things that I want to say that has captivated me is divine truth. And by being one of the sons of the Most High, that's sent here to wake a people up that's been asleep for so long, that has given so much power to the evil ones in their kind, even to the point where they are giving their souls away. So when someone like me comes, a lot of times most people don't accept that for me to speak directly. You understand? Because they can't handle that,
yeah.
Even when it came to falsified religions. Because, again, as the original people on this planet, we have been stripped of everything that you can imagine. And the only way that they could do that, not because the evil one and their kind was so strong physically. You understand? They have been the weakest
yeah.
ones, but they have captivated the original children of the Most High, right, by fascination, illusions, and telling the world who they are, and got 99.9% of the world believing everything that they say and have accepted
yeah,
everything that they do, right? Now, when it comes to the soul will of God, there's not an instrument that man or mankind can ever create that can make the soul appear on any instrument. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
So when
yeah.
I say the original people, the original soul people, right, that first of all, you want to hear some divine truth right quick, will of God?
Yeah.
First of all, the devil under any circumstances, any name, is not equal to the Most High, because he was created by the Most High. And I look at the original people, the original soul people, who have given their souls away. That's why we're in this condition. Okay? I'm going to say this, and then I want to share some good news right quick. Everything that we own, this entire planet, the gold, the wealth, ourselves and each other, has been stripped away. The evil ones is not going to allow that. And bottom line is, they can't stop it. We have been stopping it because most of us don't want it, will of God. They don't want the divine truth. They want to think that this applies to everybody on the planet Earth, and it don't. Unfortunately, it don't. You understand? But because of the soul that we have as a people have been such a forgiving people, that we have allowed people to continue to do everything in their power and keep getting away with it. That's not being godly. That's really stupidity. It's really where it comes down, because none of your scriptures, and I have read them all, right, tells us to be a fool for anybody. That's the divine truth. But most of the soul people don't want to be captivated by divine truth. They want the song and dance thing. They want to keep mystifying the truth of the Most High and who we are and our responsibility as the original children of this planet. If we took time to do this, everything that we once owned will be right back in our favor. You understand? So anyway, I can go on and on, but let me share some good news right quick. And I'm really, really grateful to be able to share this. Can you hear me? I want to say congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, O&E, Sada, broadcaster, will of God, on your O&E syndication station all-time connection record with your 41st all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Well, damn. So wait a minute. That means I broke 10 million listeners. Oh, my gosh. Hey, people, you better stop talking to me. Come on. No, let me stop. Yo. Hey, brother, now, who is this man? Jack, I know he's a magic man, but he's something else. He's a fellow host. Talk to him.
Well, not only he's a magic man, Haru, but also he is the class of 2020 International Net Radio Broadcasting and Shrinee. Mr. Huni Bakatoon from Nam. And nothing good can come out of Nam. I'm sorry. He know what I'm talking about for earlier today.
Love you. Love you too. Hey, will of God, look. I know where every I know I got other callers. Can you give me about maybe 15 more seconds, sir?
Yeah, man. Tell them how they can find you after you sing.
I got you. Look. When sharing with people about sound therapy, don't tell me our ancestors didn't put and hide it in the lyrics. Go back to LTD. Remember?
Damn.
They said, where did we go wrong? right? Now, won't you tell me what went wrong? It doesn't matter who is wrong or right, right? We can fix it. They had to hide it inside of R&B and gospel and whatever because they knew a day and time was going to come. Listen at the so-called music being plastered over the day. A whole bunch of gun violence. But it's only violence against people who look like us. You understand? And people feel good about that. But I guarantee you that even one in their kind will not allow that to be played on no airways, won't allow it to be CD or anything if they talk about killing the evil ones in their kind, with or without a reason. You understand?
Yeah.
So they had to hide the truth inside the lyrics of R&B, certain gospel, and all of that. So if you go back and listen to those old records, you will see what Magic Man has been talking about for over 36 years. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, how they follow you?
You can find me. Look up www.soundtherapywithmagicmanharu@llc.com. Or, most importantly, here at O&E Dynasty, I am the host of We Will Aware You. My show was on last night, and I'll be back 30 evenings from last night with another advancement. Love you, brother.
No, man, I thank you, man. People, we listening to education, man. At the same time, having fun. We about to drop this track so we can still be number one. My name, woo, Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chill. This is Too Thorough for Will, but DJ Alaskan, you might have to smack their tooth. I want to see him make goofy.
Yeah. As a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. And then they said, oh, so that means you're going... You gonna switch it on them? I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on.
Because it's like the last night you had a chance to be able to say goodbye.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Didn't even want to say it like that. But the way this life is going, everybody's like mustard, can't catch up. Can y'all figure what that means? See, I'm going to make up an educational science in this new future called 2022 and make up words that I like to say that I create my way so y'all can understand my English, which is not French. We go home. Sorry, didn't mean that way either. But look, down at number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the air. This is Two Terrible, True Fed, Will of God, and the damn topic is, Captivation 101. Question. Have you ever been captivated before? How did it feel? And what did you say? Because I'm missing it. We got to call him in the queue. Doug, welcome to 2TRO. Who am I speaking to now? Hello, caller.
Hey, what was that? This is Angela. How are you tonight?
What's up, girl? I was about to be somebody else. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I'm going to try it. Let me be somebody else. With.
Hi. How you doing, Angela? Like, sounds kind of good right now. What you doing over there, girl? Hey.
Oh, well, I'm over here just chilling. Just laid back.
No.
Just chilling.
No, I'm talking to her. The freak is going on it. Yo, stop. This is really a captivation. Angela?
Right. How are you?
All right. Now, you didn't just change your voice, did you?
I did. Just what you just did.
You just did that? Do it again.
I just did that.
Do it again. God damn it, do it again. Don't pass the phone to that nigga. Do it again.
Really?
What?
You better captivate it, right?
Come on, Willa God. Why you playing with me tonight? How you doing tonight?
Wow, I don't know, but this is that was like, if that was really you.
That was me.
You kicking. Because they got this new TikTok going on. I just saw it on the news where the guys, a new TikTok called Emma Schmier or something. They come out, right?
Wait, look at the TikTok. I saw that on TV.
The guy, the white boy, he came out as a regular guy, and then he came back as a drag queen. I said, wait, what the hell? And they said he's doing the guys and the girls. So I said,
nah, that ain't me. I just know how to change my voice.
But you just freaked my mind. Listen, that was a great change in the voice. I was captivated. Everybody was captivated because now we know. And Brother Oak won't damn soon have you do in the future. He's going to see how me. I know what he's going to do. That boy, crazy. He's going to use that advantage. That's a new word, advantage. What would you do with it? If you had advantage on your damn back of your car, would you drive down the street? Hey, advantage. Come buy my stuff, you big. I mean, sorry. Go ahead. Talk to me tonight.
Y'all in rare form tonight. I'm enjoying the show. Y'all, I've been over here laughing. I just want to give some shout outs to my co-host, Mo Love, Mo Pain. I have to give a shout out to them. I have to give a shout out to Huni Bakatoon, Jerry Petito. Oh my God. She pressed. I love you, woman. I love you, woman of God. She been under the weather, but yet she still pressed every single day. She pressed her way and make her way to support this network. And the moles, oh wait. Huni Bakatoon.
Wait a minute.
My album. Yes, I have to give them a shout out. Yes, because they just amazing. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm on your phone.
No, I just want to do something. I want to bring Brother O on real quick because you just made me forget something that happened, which was a battle. And Brother O, I don't know if you got the finalizations or we're never going to find out who the hell won. But
I'm
going to
tell you right now who won.
Vote in.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know, from the few people that, you know, right now they say, Mo Pain, Mo Love. You know, Mo Love, you got to come a little bit, you know what I mean? Because Mr. Boss is a legend. That's what some of the chat said. But let me tell you something about my girl, Mo Love. So Don't challenge her, because I think this is going to be real fun right here, man. You know, since you want to do that, I'll bring her back on the line right now. You know, I'll bring her back on the line. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring back on Mr. Boston real quick with Angie on here. Mr. Boston, man, you know, they call you a legend and all that, man. They said, but Molanda, you know, she need to come on and do her thing, man, against you, man, this great battle. And it's crazy because Molanda said, I want to challenge Mr. Boston. I said, what? On the air? I said, you really? You sure? I'm going to bring her on in a minute.
Wow.
Yo, this is good stuff tonight. Yo.
Go ahead, Mr. Boston. How you feel about that?
Oh, Mr. Boston, how you doing
wait
tonight?
Wait a minute. Wait, how I feel about what?
Mo wants to challenge you every time she gets, every time she hears you. I think it's fun. This is all these guys. This is where we have fun over here.
Look, I'm going to be ignorant, right? I'm going to be real ignorant. No, wait. Check this out. Mr. Boss, I'm going to be real ignorant, right? I'm going to be real ignorant. Do you think you won? And then, Mo, I want you to be ignorant, too. And I'm going to say, because do you think you won? And then, you know, we can go from there. But after you finish saying what you're about to say, that Brother O just asked you to say, answer the question that I just said after he just said what he said. Good.
What?
Oh, my God.
Let me put it this way. You know, really, seriously, in life, there's no winners or losers. Winning and losing is a mindset that humans have come up with to put another person in a position to make that person feel better than the next person. And again, I'm going to say there's no such thing as winners and losers. It's always about unity and togetherness and oneness. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let me say this to you, my friend lady. His points need emphasis. Her thoughts need an element of his magic. His simple ephemeron fits a rhetorical embellishing and understands her chemistry, and her phenomena for fresh eyes pursued what love embraces is she that personable herself for me, because expectation promises versus lore, where a dialect nature is a prospect on long sleeves in a freeborn spirit where wisdom becomes.
Ooh. He said, long sleeves where wisdom has come. Well, God, I got to bring on Mo Payne right now. You know, I want to thank Mr. Boston on that one. Yeah. Go ahead, Mo Payne. Go ahead, Mo Love. Mo Love, where you at, Mo Love?
I'm telling you right now.
Hey, listen, this Mo Love. Shout out to my elder. I'm going to listen to him because he's my elder. That's my elder in this game. Mr. Boston, this is Mo Payne. There's more love and more pain. Ain't no love without no pain. But listen, it's masculine and feminine in everything. I'm balanced.
That's right.
I'm just here to support you. It ain't no me without you. Okay?
Ooh.
I'm just trying to bring something new.
Ooh.
I'm trying to bring
something
new.
Back up. Back, Mo Payne.
I'm ONE
back up.
2022. Wait a minute. Huh? I'm ONE. ONE Network. 2022, just trying to bring something new. I ain't trying to disrespect nobody or tear nobody on any level, dude. I'm trying to bring love, honor, and...
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I get her right back on there. Hold on. There she is. Go ahead, Mo Love. Go ahead, keep speaking. I'm sorry.
Listen, Mr. Boston, I love you, and I'm trying to bring the truth. Okay? There ain't no me without you. I'm Mo Payne and Mo Love because it's unity in everything we do. I represent ONE because it ain't no one without me or you. Your voice was original and you was first and you the truth. But I'm trying to represent 2022 with unity and something new. I'm trying to bring the people something that they ain't heard.
They done heard you. That's true. You a Hall of Famer, and there ain't nothing I can do. But I'm trying to step on the stage and tell the people the truth. They need the unheard word. So please let them hear me, dude. I love you and respect you because you laid the stage down for me. You the truth. But I'm still going to step in the booth because I'm more love, and I'm going to always bring the truth. I ain't about that drama. I ain't about none of that other stuff. But I am about my people and the unity of our DNA because it ain't no me without you. I'm about the more love and more pain because we the truth. It's the unheard word.
I'm kind of glad that she didn't say, you know, I'm the truth. And I ain't trying to be no drama, but Mr. Boston, I sure ain't your mama.
I guess
we're going to do a continuation on I guess Brother O going to make it be like an opportunity to do it on everybody else's show if y'all call me
yes.
at the same time.
I'm
though
y'all
could be funky with it for 2022 because mm-hmm. everything's funky and new. I'm going to freestyle too at the end of the show just because of the fact y'all did it too. Just because. You know what I'm saying? Clever one, he might want just one spit. You know what I mean? I don't know, but we got everybody.
Listen, you still got hey, man, you,
people want.
Yeah, you see, I answer you on right now, and the callers are cooled out a little bit, so we're going to let Will of God get back to his thing. But, Angie, any last words tonight,
no,
man?
No, this is all fun. No, let Angela speak. Let everybody speak.
Hey, no, it's her turn. It's her turn, yep.
Okay, and you got to tell everybody who Angela is, because I can't say it better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, here we go. This young lady is our third reigning commissioner of this outstanding by networks of Beverly Nation and Damon Network. This is the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, and now she is simply an outstanding host right here, a championship this week for herself, her 30th all-time right here on these only stations, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Angela, tell them how they can follow you, because I got Nate Miller in the building. I got my boy Mo. He ready to say something in a second, and I think Claire might want to spit. I'm not sure. But,
Thank you, Brother O. Will of God, you crazy. Y'all be tripping. I've been having myself on mute the whole time, and I've been over here killing myself. Woo! But anyway, Will of God, what you want to ask me? What was your question?
You know, have you ever been captivated before? I want to know how they can follow you too. But how have you ever been captivated before? How did you feel? What did you say?
No.
And then I'm going to bring in Mo. Mo, get ready. I'm going to be your No, Nate Miller. Then Mo. And then Claire, if you want to speak, because I got to say something, too. And I don't know if we got another track, because the music is so hot tonight. Brother O doing something right. I want to listen. Matter of fact, we can probably go to another track. Then go to after Nate Miller
you
say
want me
something.
To your question?
We'll go to another track, then come in. I don't know. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
What you want me to do? Answer your question.
What Television 101? Captivation 101, when's the last time you was captivated? How did you feel and what did you say? I'm listening. And I'm telling them how they can follow me.
But you can follow me. No, I don't know. I don't know if you want to do that. But anyway, I'm on Linktree, Queen of Collaborations, because I like to collaborate. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to support me if you don't want to. You can get what I'm giving. Or you can't, because I ain't for everybody. But everybody got a purpose, and I'm just here to let you know that. So, again, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Linktree, Queen of Collaboration, because I am the Queen of Collaboration, Angela Thomas Smith. And I'm
All
here
right.
every...
What?
On Wednesdays. I'm here every 4 weeks on Wednesdays. I was just here... 2 days ago, and I'll be back in 4 weeks, Walking Purpose with Angela. Love you. Be blessed.
I'm sorry I missed Hooney's show. My phone was cut off. Man, that was name. Look, you just don't know. You got to pay to get on the phone on this damn, anyway. Whatever. Hey, people, you already know what's happening. We getting funky cold Medina, and I ain't from damn Los Angeles, California. That's Brother L. He's Compton. No. Oakland? No.
Hey, brother, where are you from? Compton or Oakland?
I'm from Los Angeles County, man. Shout out to Watts, Compton, Long Beach, and Pasadena, all my family. And I live in San Diego right now, back to Brother O. Back me, and then back to Brother Will. That me. And then we all O and E. Oh, my Lord. I just got captivated.
You know what I'm saying, like that, because I think the other people that don't, that chase not women, they might be.
No, stop! I got shit.
No. Sorry, people. That's just weird. Can't get that one back.
Man, that's what you love. I'm doing the air a long time now. I love this. This is some 2016 laugh right here. Wow.
No, but listen, yo, we gonna have some fun. But I got my wait a minute, where's he at? Make sure he's still. I see Claire still. Hey, Claire, you just want to say something on spit mode before I get late.
Uh-oh, we lost Claire too. Oh Lord. What's happening? Everybody fought the spirit. Well, what's going on, man? Well, you know what, though? As Mr. Will gets himself back over to his electronic technician, okay, this is all right. I got no track real quick, and then get everybody together, and we take this home, man. Here we go, y'all. Y'all, 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 y'all.
Niggas right out my window. Blast your ass, hit you with a direct blow.
coming through like G.I. Joe. Star Wars moving ill like Han Solo. Make you bounce around like this was Calypso. Overshine cause I got the hydro glow. You think that you can hide, you think you can lay low. Roll up on your ass like Hawaii Bible. Map out with my dreads and my Kango. Forget the moment, nigga, just pass the Cisco. Yo, take a trip down to Mexico. Come back with that shit that might make you psycho. Maximum frequency studio stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboys, I got to go.
I got them up in the place and you watch them correct. Got you all in check. I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck. I got you all in check. Hey, you know we come to rock the discotheque. I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect.
Damn, y'all.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, I had to make sure. Hey, welcome to True Friend Will of God. Hey, sometimes you get older, you got scratch down time. Look. Don't worry about it. Hi. Dial the number 516-453-9133. No, it was not number two, you big dumb. Number one. I'm still number... No, stop. I'm going to stop. But look, right? I just wanted to be, you know, a fool tonight and go to school tonight because I had nothing to do tonight. But listening to me talk crazy. Hey, I know y'all captivated. Like, the hell is this? It's all over the place. I know this hater's going to talk. How you doing, Mr. Hater? Walk down the street by yourself. Go get a balloon. Blow it up. I'm sorry. But listen, I want to say to y'all, Captivation 101 in 2022 is a very special ingredient. Because this is just the beginning. It's only the first month. Imagine this is the second and the third and the fourth. See, I was born March 22nd. I'm a true Aries, so I know. I'm going to be crazy. But God done, I don't know what March going to look like. Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be hot? What? Is the aliens going to come down? I don't know. But some aliens like hot weather, some aliens like cold weather. What? Now y'all looking. Uh-oh. Don't get mad. You can get married one, but don't see nothing. Captivation before. Have you ever been captivated before? How did you feel? What did you say? Because I'm missing it. I got my boy Mo in the building. Hey, Mo, I know you've been trying to get on here for a long time. We've been having you catch up pretty caught up. Now you
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I can't call it. Tell these people who you as a man talk to me, man. Have you?
Well, I've been captive, you know, faded before as far as by my wife's beauty. Like, she's a beautiful person inside and out. And the way I can use that word, because there's many ways you can, you know, use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's by her beauty. That's about far as I can go, because it ain't too many things that gets me memorized and crazy, but that's one of the things I can say.
Yo, man, I do get captivated sometimes when I walk down the street and I see, you know, some ugly niggas with the baddest joints. I'm like, how in the world?
Right, right.
From beauty, you know, and then, what I mean? It's like, how did he get her? It must have been money, or it must have been something. But you'd be like, why? And then the girl, you know, see, sometimes I gotta admit, women, they got that special ingredient. They got texture. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
it makes
right.
everything happy. When niggas don't like women's texture, it makes me feel like, why?
Right.
They got essence. They got possibilities. Sometimes they
right.
are strange.
Right.
They get on your nerves, but you can't
yeah.
live with them. You can't live without them.
We can't live without them.
And I tell you right now, if I was on the moon and I was on a planet and it wasn't Earth, I couldn't live there without them damn women.
Can't
I ain't going to be walking around, you know what I mean? I ain't going to be walking around with a silver spoon talking about, no. Hey.
Not at all.
They playing their favorite song, put it in your mouth. Get the hell out
oh,
of here.
Yeah. No deal. No deal.
No, listen, if it ain't a breath, it ain't rap.
You
know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't want to talk and no mess up nobody's sunshine. That's your incredible edible eight. Go for it. Don't listen.
Yeah.
No. But listen, man, there's some knowledge being bestowed upon us, and we getting incredible with it. How can they follow you?
Well, I don't have no Facebook thing yet, right? I mean, no following thing yet, so I gotta, establish one. So I don't have one yet. So.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. Listen, I got Nate Miller right here, the former Cruiserweight champion. Say hi to him real quick.
What's up?
Hey,
what's
Nate,
up,
that's Mo Nate.
Hey, what's
up? Nate? All right, brother. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Nate, I know you got back in the show. You missed the battle, man. It came at it again. Boston, I was going to say Boston Market. It's Mr. Boston.
I said Boston Market. I'm so dumb. I'm sorry, Mr. Boston. I know you might. Listen, if you want to grab Boston Market, and make sure you can send me free dinners. By all means, I will take a chance.
Right.
I will take a chance and take a whole supply for next year. You know what I'm saying? And this year. I'll take this year's supply and next year. Please do. That's what I'm just put that in your equation of life. But, yeah. And Mo. That lady just so magnificent. Everybody got to understand. Woo, I can't wait for the pain to come. Because, boy, that's part two. But go ahead, Nate. Finish what you got to say, man, because I got to keep on fucking with it. Yeah, I'm fixated on how people are smart and intelligent and always go by what the government say. The government never liked us. People listen to them. They do almost anything they say because they have somewhat authority over people in general. But some people don't put two and two together, knowing that poison that they're getting stuck in their arm is going to do away with them later. If it don't kill them, they'll be in a nursing home or be using medicine for the rest of their life, high blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine for the rest of their life. And it's sad to know all these intelligent people and the ones before us that most of them, or a good bit of them, is probably still living, didn't educate themselves or their siblings or their kin folks to tell them the history of the world. And the history of the world is that, in a few words, that Congress do not care nothing about us, period. And how did people fall into a trap? They didn't do no researching. They didn't study. They just say, oh, stick me. We love you, government. You won't do us no harm. You will protect us. You will cure us. But I'm fixated on that. How you not have common sense? Some things are common sense. Some things don't add up. But some people, as smart as they are, don't use their brain. And it's sad that it didn't come down to this. And the flip side of that right quick is you can get a test showing that you're negative. However, they said in 3 weeks, when you go to a restaurant, guess what? You still cannot get in to dine if you don't show that you got the poison in your arm. But it still got you either way. You show negative 2 days before you go in there, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Say, hey, here's my paper. Look, I'm negative. Nope. Wait a minute. You didn't get the shot? Guess what? You can't come in this establishment. So they still got you either way. And people realize that you better get that shot or you're not eating in that restaurant. You better stick with curbside or get somebody to pick up the food that got the shot. Duh. Where were their brains at?
Look, man, I need you to talk because I got to do my final thoughts because we got to get to the Goldie time. I got to put my stamp on this show, and I got to do a little freestyle before I fly away because they was killing it. But, yeah, how can they follow you real quick, man?
I'm on Facebook, Nathaniel Miller. I'm the second person with my belt wrapped around my chest. Chest on Instagram, and my number is 267-582-8752, and my email is nathanielmiller360@gmail.com. If you want to know what's going on, I got the scoop on everything that you want to know about the vaccine, what's getting ready to come down the pipe for the better and for mankind. And that's how you can find me.
Yo, man, I thank you for the knowledge. I think everybody was popping in, but yo, man, I got to really go in real quick. Hey, y'all, I'm going to try to do this and do the freestyle as fast as I can. So just receive this information, because it's not all my information. It's something that I either saw or somebody just said to me. Captivation 101, right? I don't know why I did it, but it's 2022. I said, why not start the show fresh and new? My name is DJ Chill. My other name, Will of God. You check me on WIP, Edge of Catality Show, too. I'm the guy that made a new Eagle Shed. Go to Spontaneous TV by Will of God and just pull up the playlist. And you can see what I'll be doing for the Eagles and other things, you know. Or go to Spontaneous TV by DJ and then put a space, Chill 322. You got to put the Chill and the 322 together. Bang, hit the playlist. See what I can do. But I found out somebody said that the Supreme Court, due to the fact they're not making it a mandate for everybody to get vaccinated, the businesses, right, might be allowed and possibly could either drop your insurance or charge you more if you work for that company. Now, that's really ignorant because that means no matter what, we about to get punked. Now, the other thing y'all don't understand is I thought about something today, and I said, what the hell did I just say? Am I an educated dummy? You know, you ever seen an educated dummy? What would an educated dummy do? Would he just be like, hold on, I'm gonna text myself of what I want to say and what I want to do. Now, is that education or is that a dummy? What you got to look at is, are you an educated fool or an educated dummy? Or are you just better than that? Ooh, it's so nasty. Because if you're better than that, that means you could be a problem, a situation. Meaning that if you notice, if you look at the foods in the restaurants, no, not restaurants, the supermarkets, you can't get a lot of food now. They keep telling you to buy food and store it, but y'all don't want to do it. Y'all want to keep on going to the damn fast food restaurants. Now, why are they making masks specifically at certain companies that nobody knows where the companies is coming from, the pharmaceutical companies, and the new damn new virus, whatever. There's going to be another virus coming. Even tell you to get five more shots.
Three more.
You know. Well, three more. There you go. They might even say get five shots, booster shots. But if this 5G do launch, and it is the problem, and we don't know what's happening because we're captivated, what would you do? What would you say? Now, you diss your family, you diss your friends because the government told you to do it. But if the government is controlled magnificently, what would you do? What would you say? Now, I didn't want you to wear two masks. If they tell you to wear three, would you say, oh, wait a minute, I can't wear three masks. I'm going to breathe. They tell you, you can't make no air. Come in. But if you start people seeing, they walk and they start twitching like they're the walking dead and they start eating, they start clawing on a damn pole. You know, you'd be like, yeah, what's wrong with them? You're going to look at them at first like they're crazy. Now, what I heard today was something that started for my ears because I was in the damn bathroom at the damn mall and the cops were talking to each other. And they said, look, I called out today. I'm listening like, what are you calling out? What happened? All right, I didn't say nothing. But he said, yeah, man, the people getting upset. I can't understand. They got to understand we can't get everywhere. This is what the cops saying to the other cop. He said, yeah, I got the same problem. People, you got to understand the cops are going through it because a lot of cops are, what he said, calling out with COVID. And only two cops had to represent a certain part of town. And it was sad because he was like, dang, I don't know how they're going to do that because all the calls. Now I'm hearing people, if you call police, you won't get a phone call. I mean, they won't answer the phone. So let me end this show before we go to the golden time with a freestyle. Why not? Follow me on YouTube at 2 Thero. No, follow me on YouTube at Two Will of God. Number two, Two Will of God. And at YouTube at DJ Space Chill 322. Instagram, Two Will underscore of underscore God. Twitter, DJ for Chill 22. And let me speak the spell just for a few. Hey, yo, hello, people. I think it's time to go. Cause some of y'all still don't even live in stereo. Y'all be looking like cereal. Can't understand my nigga, though. Cause I be coming with the freestyle for a freaking show. Y'all can't see me in January. Can't come February, too. I'm a March brother, and you still can't see my freaking zoo. Y'all be looking like, oh, goddamn, that nigga do. But you couldn't see me now cause I got the green in the boot. Bang out. What you gonna do when I sang out? Made everybody scream out. Talking about, damn, that nigga sent out many messages and many praise, and everybody can't see me today. What do I say? Goodbye. Leave you like a seal. Why? You know what I'm talking about? Airtime. Why? Now you're going to do things or you ain't going to not. You're going to look at everybody while you're still smoking that hot. Oh, my God, it got. They put something in the pot. Oh, my goodness. Now you feel like you've been peek-a-boo, but you're the Pikachu. Everybody knew. But you don't know what you're going to do because you're dressing in mini clothing that don't even look blue. God darn it. Somebody happened to the man because everybody want a girlfriend. God. I ain't say nothing wrong, did I? Hey, how you doing? I got to go. Sorry, this is the end of the show. Damn, somebody walking in the door and I dropped the remote control, though. Yo, the ghost died.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. This has been a very special show, just like how Will and God used, we used to do it way back in the charter days of Oldie Dynasty, man. Freestyle, having fun, laughter. I heard Will and God laugh tonight. That's the first time I heard Will and God laugh like that in 6 years. And so I know this was a great show tonight. First of all, congratulations to him on his 41st Oldie Syndicated Station All-Time Connection record, and that ties him with Sister Bessie for fifth and the Oldie Hall champion. So, it's best to be back on February 4th. We'll see how that goes. But tomorrow night is very, very important, guys. We are going to be here for a young lady that lost everything. So tomorrow night, I'm doing a special Honeybee Files. I'm giving y'all the funk, man. I already told you, man, all the people out there that want me to play I'll Be Good by Aunt Renee and Angela, that's going to be the first song you already know. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Tahira. Thank you, Brendan. And thank you, James. You know, sending me those emails. I got you guys tomorrow night. We're going to play some real good funk tomorrow night and try to raise this money for this young lady and get her on her feet. That's tomorrow night, Honeybee Files, 9:30 Eastern Standard. One of these on these stations. And, of course, W Nation is advertising the ONI, which is Olabella Ingo's Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Olabella Ngozi Appearance, Google Plus. All that done in Malay, where it goes to Facebook, as well as our business page, Too Thorough, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight, Ole Daily down and goes with my gmail.com, and I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer Enshrinee 19. Yeah, right, this jockey Enshrinee, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, all that done in Malay, where it goes to say good night, good luck. All the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio supports on a constant basis. Will of God, you exactly got 3 minutes left to go on the program, baby.
Yo, that's what's up. Oh, God, can we end it with a track? Shoot, man, that'd be fat. You know what I mean? Go out with busted rhymes and, you know, busted chick like that. But people understand, man, I got to go understand. Yo, man, shut up, man. I'm on the radio. Come on, man. Get your brain right. Look, so people, y'all got to understand. Y'all got to check me out next month. I'm going to do something crazy and incredible. I don't know yet. I'm going to be me, myself, and I. My kids, I love y'all to death. God darn it, we got a whole supply. I'm coming like a master sergeant. Trying to be a captain. Oh, Lord, let the music keep smacking. Somebody better be everlasting. Y'all feel me? Don't be trusting.
Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your freaking head. Yeah. Yeah. Break your freaking neck, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go now. Where we going now? Where we going now? Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away. Yeah. Here we go.
talk to when you talk to me. You look like you don't really give it to us. I know when you're talking and when you try to walk for me. The way you really try to put it on a guard. Doing it like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck. And the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on. Tell me what much to that. Let me bless y'all one time when I lock that down and I hit you with that. That bomb shit done. Still all day we be making it drop. Y'all know every time we come through this motherfucker, we be always taking a ride. So let me do this shit. Cause when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, and making everyone stop. Get money and cash that check for me. All I'm gonna do is just bust your check for me. Everybody from every club, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
Just let me give you receipt. You can't get your with me.
In the head and we do it to death. We screw them back. Wanted to buy a ball, you know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. Stop just a little for my sister. Every time we come through, know that we did it for y'all. And the way we do it for the people, know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce. In the daytime or the night, when you keep on the low, we'll just bang this shit in the truck while you break your nigga motherfucker. Try to fake on my flow. See the way we come right through. We come right through. We be always blowing the spot again and again to make it really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so much better put their troops on and gather up your soldiers. You know you better keep your boots on. Who my people in the place? Yo, wave your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make us wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do? Just place your bet.